Shalom to all. Today's daf is Kalam Daf Samach Ches, so we are starting right at the top of the Amud, and in the Vilna Sursa Daf, it's near the end of Lamed Hey Amud Beis with the words from the Mishnah of Asur and Ba'anah. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah told us of Asur and Ba'anah that not only is it Asur to plant Kalam and Akarim, and it's Asur to Mekayim it. Anything that grows here is Asur Ba'anah. So Gemara asks, Minayin Shu Asur Ba'anah? How do we know that Kalayim Bekarim is Asur Ba'anah? So the first answer is, Namar Khan, it says over here, Pen Tikdash. That's in regards to Kalayim. It says, Loi Sisra Kamrcha Kalayim, Pen Tikdash Hamalaya. V'namar Lahalan, and it says in a different Pasuk, now there's Machlekas what the Pasuk exactly is, but for the most part, everyone agrees that this Pasuk has to do with Havayda Zara. And what does the Pasuk say? Pen Tivakesh Bay. And what do we learn? Ma Pen Ha'amr Lahalan, Asur Ba'anah, just like the word pen that's used by the Pasuk of Havayda Zara means that it's Asur Ba'anah. We know that Havayda Zara and anything having to do with it is Asur Ba'anah. Of pen, Shenamar Khan, so to the pen that's said over here in regards to Kalayim, Asur Ba'anah means that Kalayim Bekarim is Asur Ba'anah. Now, V'istabai Meimar, there are those who want to say, Namar Khan, Pen Tikdash, it says over here in regards to Kalayim Bekarim, Pen Tikdash, V'namar Alon, and it says in a different Pasuk, not having to do with Havad Zara, V'loya Kadesh from B'nai Yisrael. You should not have a Kadesh from B'nai Yisrael. Ma Kadesh, Shenamar Alon, just like the Kadesh that says over there, Asur Ba'anah, is referring to something that's Asur Ba'anah, Av Khan, Asur Ba'anah, so to over here, and we're talking about Kalayim Bekarim, anything growing here is Asur Ba'anah. Ask the Gemara, hold one second. V'kadesh Asur Ba'anah? A Kadesh is Asur Ba'anah? What's a Kadesh? So that Pasuk actually talks about a Kadesh and a Kadesha. And a Kadesha is usually the more famous one, and it means a prostitute. As Rashi over there in the Pasuk explains, a woman who is Mekudeshes Umezumenes Leznos. She's set aside for Znos. And a Kadesh is the male version of that. He's set aside for Znos. So what does that mean? He's Asur Ba'anah. He's a person. So Amar Avchana, Avchana answers, Biyasa Asur Ba'anah. Bia, his relations are Asur Ba'anah, and that's how we have the Lima to Kalayim. Now, a third understanding is to there are those who want to learn from the following. Dam Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina says, Pen Tikdash. When it says these words in regards to Kalayim, what's a different way to understand these words? Pen Tukad Ba'esh, lest it be burned in fire. Namely, if we have Kalayim Bekarim, it has to be burned in fire, meaning we can't have anah from it. I think Mark continues talking about Kalayim Bekarim. Ksivit says in the Pasuk, Lo Sizer Kamacha Kalayim, don't plant your Karim with Kalayim. Now, Malam, this teaches you, She'enai Chayiv, Achiezer Shnei Minim Bekarim, Divra Biyashia. Biyashia says that the Chiyiv of planting Kalayim Bekarim is two different Minim in a Karim, meaning one's not allowed to plant something that's already considered Kalayim inside a Karim. So that means he's not allowed to take wheat and barley, for example, and plant it in his kerem. Now, Rabbi Anderson says, no, afilu min echad, even just one min. In other words, he's not allowed to take one min, for example, wheat, and plant it in his kerem, and that's going to make the Isra of Kalayim. So now we analyze these two opinions. I'll tell you, Rabbi Anderson, according to Rabbi Anderson, Ksivit says in the Pasuk, Sadchai Sizer Kalayim, don't plant Kalayim in your field. Pasuk is not talking about a kerem, it's just talking about your field, and that tells us that we're not allowed to plant two different minim together, for example, wheat and barley. So based off of this, La'eza Davar Nemer Le'Sizer Karmacha Kalayim, in regards to what is the Pasuk saying, don't plant your Karim with Kalayim. If the Pasuk of Sadchal Yisizr Kalayim is telling us, don't plant wheat and barley together, so it's obvious that I'm not allowed to take one of these Minim and plant it in a Karim. Why does the Pasuk even have to mention Karim? And the answer is, Chavraya Amrin, Chavraya explain, the colleagues, the Talmidim of the Smedish explain, Lahachmir Olav Afilu Min Echad, it's to be Machmir on him, that even if all he does is plant one Min in his Karim, he's still going to be Chayiv for that, as opposed to Rabbi Yishya, who had just told us previously, he has to plant two different Minim in his Karim. Now going to Shitas Rabbi Yishya, according to Rabbi Yishya, the Pasuk also says, Sadchal Yisizr Kalayim, don't plant your regular field with Kalayim. And of course, according to Rabbi Yishya, that means don't plant two different minim, for example, wheat and barley, in your field. Well, if that's so, then La'ezah Davar Nemer Le'Sizr Karmacha Kalayim. Then, in regards to what does the Pasuk say, don't plant your Karim with Kalayim? If we know that Kalayim in a field is two different minim, for example, wheat and barley, so that means when the Pasuk says, don't plant your Karim with Kalayim, that means don't plant two different minim, wheat and barley, in your Karim. What's the Pasuk trying to emphasize? Of course, I would know that that's considered Kalayim. As considered Kalayim to plant wheat and barley even by themselves without planting it in a Karim. So of course if they're planted in a Karim, that's considered Kalayim. So the Gemara says, Chavraya Amrin, the colleagues of Talmidim Beis Medrash answered, Lahasraya. The Pasuk's mentioning this in regards to warning him. We know that in order to give Malkus to somebody, not only does there have to be a lav written in the Torah, but there also has to be a Hasra'a, a warning in the Torah written about this lav. And that's what the Pasuk of Loisis or Karmacha Kalayim is telling us, She'im Hisrubay Mishum Sadcha Loika, that if they warned him, don't plant Kalayim in your field, and he planted Kalayim in his Karim, he would get Malkus for planting Kalayim in a field, because again, according to Rabbi Yishya, that means he's planting wheat and barley together, and also Mishum Karma Chalaika. He's going to get another set of malchus for planting Kalayim in his vineyard. Now, Amar Bun Barchia gives a different explanation that why is it that we have to have two psukim, one that says Sot Chalai Sezer Kalayim and the other one that says Loi Sezer Karma Chalayim, leading to Shir Acher to give a totally different Shir. Taman Shisha Tvachim, Vikan Arba Amais. As we've learned previously, the only way a person is going to be over the Isser of planting wheat and barley together is if they're within six Tvachim of each other. Whereas when we're dealing with a Kerem, the Isser is Arba Amais, and it means that the Chiddush of Kerem, according to Rabbi Yoshia, is that a person can take a kernel of wheat and a kernel of barley and plant them further than six Tvachim apart from each other, but within four Amais of a Kerem, and he still would be over the Isser of Kelayim, because even though they're further than six Tvachim apart from each other, so there's no Isser of Kelayim of a field, there's still is an Isra of Kalayim Bekerem, because they're within Dalad Amos of the Kerem. Moving on to Samach HaSam and Bez on top, we continue analyzing this. Manan Kamen, what are we referring to over here? Now, this is a question in regards to something we had said at the end of the first parak. Rabbi Yechon had taught us that the Isra of Kilei Zroim is only when these two Minim are planted in a fenced-in area of six Tvachim. So based off that, we have an issue, because we had just said that one could be Chayiv for both Kilei Zroim and Kilei HaKerem if two Minim were planted in a Kerem. But that doesn't work out according to the Shita of Rabbi Yechon. Why not? The Gemara continues, Im Mishasa Gedrim Bifnim, if it's talking about where he made a gather inside, which means he surrounded a 6x6 tefach patch with a fence, and then he planted the zraim inside, well, batal kerem, then that nullifies the kerem, because the fence is a mechitza in between the zraim and the kerem. And in b'sha'asa gather b'chutz, if we're talking about where he made a fence on the outside of the kerem, well, zel ha-mechol, that's just considered like the border of the kerem, and that's not considered like there's a fence surrounding the zraim themselves. So I'll say that we have an isra of kil ha-kerem and kil zraim over here. So Gemara answers, el kinan kaimen, what are we referring to? Take out the word besadeh. What's the case? Shaya shams de tvua. There's a field of tvua of grain inside his kerem. Vekriach ha-soicha, the proper girsa is shisha tvachim, and there's a cleared patch inside this de tvua of six tvachim. Sikutam Rav Chanina, we're going like Rav Chanina said, that ein ha-oyser nasa mechitza l'hatzil, that the thing that asers is not considered a mechitza in order to save it. However, sovereign meimer, oyser nasa mechitza l'oser. But we do hold that this oyser is created a mechitza in order to aser something else. What does this mean? So we have a kerem, and within that, we have a field of tevua, and within that, there's a clearing that's 6x6 tvachim, in which there's one vine and two zraim. So here we have our setup that we're looking for. Two zraim and a vine surrounded by a mechitza. And the mechitza is not a gedder, it's not a fence, but it's the grain, this field of tvua. And when we quote Reb Chanina saying that the oyser is not a mechitza lahatzil, but it is a mechitza leoser, that means that this mechitza of grain, which is the oyser, it's not a good enough mechitza to be matzil from the isra of kilei kerem, and the entire area is still considered a kerem, but at that same time, it is a good enough mechitza to aser. As we said, it's considered to be surrounding the six tefach area to the extent that we have an issue both of kilei kerem and kilei zraim. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about Rabbi Yonason's Shita. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.